share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It has already been 8 years ever since MH370 disappeared without a trace. The families of the victims are left with no closure as they still do not know where the aircraft went. In a YouTube video uploaded by 60 Minutes Australia, a retired British aerospace engineer and physicist, Richard Godfrey, has said that he knows where the missing aircraft is. Richard says that he had used disturbances in ham radio frequencies to track the path of the aircraft on that fateful day. People use ham radio frequencies to communicate with each other, but when an object passes between the radio frequencies, there will be a disturbance recorded. The route that he came up with mirrored the satellite route and showed more detail about its path to the Indian Ocean. There was only one other aircraft that was at that area, and that aircraft had passed by 1 hour ago. MH370 was the only one there. Even though the Australian Transport Safety Bureau, ATSB, has spent 4 years searching for it and have scoured 120,000 square kilometers, they have yet to find it. Richard's new research has narrowed the search down to 300 square kilometers, and that includes some areas that have been searched before and seabed that has never before been probed. In his study, he has also revealed that there was a strange thing concerning that flight. I believe that there was an active pilot the whole flight, and the route it was going wasn't a straight line. It is said that 3 hours into the flight, there was a holding pattern that lasted 20 minutes. The retiree gave some theories on the pattern and have said that the pilot may have been communicating with someone at that time. Maybe he was checking if there was anyone following him, or he was just trying to make up his mind on what to do next. Peter Foley, one of the search team members of the ATSB, have said that they cannot be so sure about what happened until they find the aircraft. We have to find the debris to know precisely what happened. Richard Godfrey has since sent his research to the Malaysian government so that the search can be resumed. The government has said that they are aware of Richard's research but will need more information to proceed. On the other hand, the ATSB has acknowledged Richard's work and they are looking into it by revisiting old data. They hope that by getting Richard Godfrey's work peer-reviewed, they can pressure the Malaysian government into resuming the search. Well, this certainly sounds quite credible. If Richard Godfrey's predictions are true, then it would bring relief and closure to the families that were impacted. Also read. Deep sea explorer who found the Titanic offered to search for MH370 but was rejected. Source. 60 Minutes Australia L YouTube source. 60 Minutes Australia L YouTube source. 60 Minutes Australia L YouTube source. 60 Minutes Australia L YouTube. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.